Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Tes. The daf starts in response to the question, Eima l'chol d'shachet lei lihavi kavosei. A Moser Pesach that's shechted la'achar Pesach. The Gemara says that whatever it is shechted for, as long as it's not l'shem Pesach, so it'll become a kosher ha'krav ha'shlamim. And the Gemara asks, why does it become dafka ha'shlamim? Let's say whatever you shechted it for, it'll become that carbon. And the Gemara answers on the top of the daf, doichin kachem ha'necholim eitzel kachem ha'necholim ve'ein doichin kachem ha'necholim eitzel kachem she'ein ha'necholim. The Karban Pesach originally was huktash l'shem a carbon that is nechal, that's the Karban Pesach. So now the Moiser Pesach, which becomes a different carbon, has to be a carbon ha-nechal, and it can't become an oila. So the Gemara says, Atu chatas va'asham miloy mesachli. Chatas and asham are nechalim, not to the zart, but to the kayanim. The kachim are nechal to the kayanim. So if that's the case, if someone shechts a moiser pesach l'shem chatas or l'shem asham, it should become that carbon, a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. The Karen Oira and the Svasemis and the other achroinim are matmiya on this havamina of the Gemara. How could we think that this moiser pesach, which is shechted l'shem chatas, will become a chatas? Or if it's shechted l'shem asham, it'll become an asham. L'chayr over here we're talking about where the person has no chait that is chay of a chatas and an asham. If he is chay of a chatas and an asham because he has a chait, so this carbon is not sufficient for that chiyuv, because the Mishnah in Menachas, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, says, Kol davar shebechayva einoi ba ela menach chulin. That any chayva that you have to be mafresh a carbon from chulin. So you can't take this carbon, which used to be a carbon Pesach, and make it your chatas va'asham. Ela maya vada, we're talking about a person who is not chayav a chatas and asham. Well, if you're not chayav a chatas and an asham, how could this carbon become a chatas va'asham? The Gemara says on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis that Chatas Va'asham is Ein Abab in Adava. You can't make a carbon Chatas Va'asham unless you're Mechuyev a Chatas Va'asham. And that comes really from a Mishnah in Chulin. Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah is Mavur, that a Chatas and Asham is not Bab in Adava. So if that's the case, what are we talking about here? How could there be a Havam, you know, that when you shecht this Moisar Pesach, L'shem Chatas or L'shem Asham, it's going to become that carbon? If the person doesn't have a Chait Va'ashma, so how could this carbon become a Chatas Va'asham? The truth is, we find a machloikas. If someone is mafish, a carbon chatos, when he's not mechuyev in chatos, does that have any validity? Rashi in Temura, Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, holds that even someone who is not mechuyev in chatos, if he is mafish a carbon chatos, it is chal kedushas chatos. Avada, it is not brought, because he has no chait to bring it for. But the hafrasha helps that it'll be chal kedushas chatos. And Toisis in Temura is matmiya on Rashi. Toisis brings a raya from Gemara Nedarim Davav Amid Aleph that someone who is mafish a chatos, lo yomar klum. If he's not chayav a chatos, the hafrasha's chatos doesn't have any validity whatsoever. However, if you look in that Gemara Nedarim, the mafarish in Nedarim is mavur, that if the person uses the lashon of alai, harezu alai chatos, then it is chal v'hafrasha. And that seems to be the shita of Rashi and Temura as well, that it's possible to make a hafrasha's chatos. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Maisa Kabonis, Perek Yudalit Halacha Ches, discusses this inyan, and he says that the shita of Rashi and Temura and the Mefarish in Adarim is that this that we find in the Mishnah in Chulin, that a chatos is not ba b'neder in Adava, that means that if you're mafresh a chatos, you can't actually come and bring the chatos, because it's not possible to bring a chatos and an asham without a chait va'ashma. But the hafrasha could be chal, whereas Toisis takes it more extreme, and Toisis says that it's ain't a ba b'neder in Adava, and the hafrasha is dvarim b'telim lagamri. In the Tshuvas of the Rama Mipano and Simcha Vav, he says the same thing as a pshat in Rashi and in the Mefarish and Adarim, that the Mishnah in Chulin just means that you're not going to end up bringing the carbon chatas, but avada it is a neder ma'alya and it's chal taka a carbon chatas, and just you're not makriv the carbon. But that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Temura. But the kasha of the Karen Oira and the Svasemes is even according to Rashi. Because even though Rashi holds that the hafrashas chatos is not a dvarim b'telim, and it is chal a carbon chatos, but definitely a hakravas chatos, that you can't have. Even Rashi is moida that you can't be makir of a carbon chatos without a chait, or it can't be makir of a carbon asham without a chait that requires an asham. So the kasha of the achroinim is lekuli alma, that how could this carbon pesach, when you bring it l'shem, chatos, how could the Gemara have a havamina that it actually works l'maisa as a hakrovas chatos? It's not shaykh to have a hakrovas chatos without a chait. So the Keren Oira says that you see from this Gemara's Havamina that it is possible to bring a chatos bichdi. It's possible to have a hakravas chatos even without a chait. In other words, this that we find, that a hafrashas chatos doesn't work to make a chi of chatos. According to Tosfos, it's not chal b'chlal. According to Rashi, then it's chal hafrasha, but you can't actually bring it. That's when you are the one who's being mafish the carbon chatos. But if this becomes a kedushas chatos on its own, if so to speak, it came through the back door, there was another way that this kedushas chatos was chal, not with your own hafrasha, then the hakrava of chatos could take effect, even though a person is not chay of a chait. And the Keren Oira says we have a dogma to this. The shita of the Rambam and Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Dalid, is that when you shech the carbon chatos l'shem chulin, it's kshera v'loy also l'bailim l'shem chayva. We had earlier in the Gemara and Dav Gimel that chatos l'shem chulin is kshera, but the Rambam shita is, as we mentioned back then, that it's loy also l'bailim l'shem chayva. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the makar of the Rambam is the Gemara later on Dav Mem Vav Amid Beis that says that in such a case of chatos l'shem chulin, it's kasher ve'ena meratze. So pashab sharen ve'ena meratze means it's loy alu l'bailim l'shem chayva. So if that's the case, that means that the person has to bring another karmel chatos. So what does it mean that this chatos remains kshera? That means you could continue being zayrik nadam and doing the remaining avoidas. So what are you doing the remaining avoidas of this karmel chatos for? Not for the chait. For the chait, you have to bring a second carbon. So it must be that once it's a chatos, so you could do hakravas chatos, even if it's not covering a chait, it's not coming to be machaper for a chait. Normally, you can't make a hafrasha for such a thing. Either the hafrasha is not chal, or the hafrasha is chal, but it doesn't enable you to be makrivit. But if it automatically became a karban chatos, so then you can have a kravas chatos even without a chait. Zachta Karen Oira, this Gemara would be another dugma to that. The Moiser Pesach, which is shechted l'shem chatos, so now it has automatically kedushas chatos, and a mela could be brought as a karban chatos. It's a good hakravas chatos. The Mikdash David in Simen Chavches, Oiz Beis, says the same Yisoid, and he builds it from our Gemara Taka. He says, based on the Gemara later on Daf Samach Zayin, Samach Ches, as well, that the Gemara says there that in Oilas Ha'oif, in certain situations, if you shecht it, kemaisa chatos, it could be nimsheches v'nasis chatos ha'oif. It's possible to be transformed to a chatos ha'oif. And Tosis is mevur there that it's a hakrova ksheira of a chatos ha'oif da'iraisa. So you see there that even though the person wasn't chayev achet, he wasn't choyte, still, if the oila sa'oif becomes a chatas sa'oif, it could be a good hakravas chatas midairaisa. So you see the same yisoy, that once it is a chatos, then it's possible to have a hakravas chatos, even though the person doesn't have a chait. Says the Mikdash David, that's pshat in our Gemara on Daftas as well, that the Havamina is that a Moiser Pesach, that shecht l'shem chatos, it's a good hakravas chatos, because it's possible to have a hakravas chatos, even though the person does not have a chait. However, the Keren Oira says that you still have to add something over here, because this Pesach, after all, is a zachar. A carbon Pesach can only be brought from a zachar ben shana. A chatos can only be brought from an akeva. So how could you have a havamina that this Pesach is transformed to a chatos? A Pesach means that it was a zachar. So now how could you have a hakravas chatos on an animal that's a zachar? And similarly by an asham is only in its second year. And a carbon Pesach is only ben shana, which means in its first year. So if this carbon Pesach, which was a ben shana, how could it be that the Moiser Pesach is kosher l'shem asham? An asham is only after it's a ben shana, only in its second year. Zokta Keren Oira, you're gonna have to say that according to this Havamina, it's a gzeiras hakasav. So kodaitach the gzeiras hakasav ugabe Pesach. To call the shachetle lehavik havasei. In other words, the real rules of chatas requires an akeva, and the real rules of asham requires that it should be in its second year. But there's a havamina here that the gzeiras hakosav, that moisar pesach, becomes another carbon, like we had on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, the ribuy of lezevach, whatever zevach you shecht it for, it's going to be a kasher akrava, and according to this havamina, it's a kasher akrava, l'shem chatas, if you shecht it for chatas, or l'shem asham, you have to say that even though there's a rule by chatas that has to be in a keva, and a rule by Asham that it has to be in its second year, there's one exception, and that is the Meiser Pesach that shechted l'shem Chatos or l'shem Asham. You still need the first vart of the Keren Oira and the Mikdash David, that it's possible in the Welt to have a Hakravas Chatos and a Hakravas Asham, even though the person doesn't have a Chet, v'ashma. That you have to say, or else how could there be a Havamina that this is a Hakravas Chatos v'Asham? But even after we've satisfied that, we said that it got in through the back door, and in such a case you could bring a Chatos, and it could be a Kasher Hakravas Chatos, even though the Bala Karban does not have a chait, and it could be a Kravas Asham, even though the Bala Karban doesn't have a chait that requires a Karban Asham. Even so, but you have to say, but how is this animal kosher for that Hakrava? That you're going to have to say that the Havamina is that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that it can work even though it's a Zachar and even though it's a Ben Shana. The Achronim clarify that Avada L'maskanas HaGemara, there is no such thing by a Moiser Pesach. L'maskanas HaGemara, the Moiser Pesach, becomes only a Shlamim. As the Gemara says, that it could only be pushed away, it can only become a carbon that's Necha L'chol Adam. Or according to the other Lashon, it could only become Kachim Kalim, not Kachim Kadashim. And therefore it's not going to only become a Shlamim. But at least to explain the Havamin of the Gemara, that it becomes a Chatas, that it becomes a Asham, we need these Yesoides, that once it's Chal on it, Kedushas Chatas, and Kedushas Asham, it could be a valid Hakrava even though the person doesn't have a Chet, and also that there would be a special Gzeres HaKasev, that even though this Chatos is not in a Keva and this Asham is not in his second year, still it would be possible to be a Hakravas Chatos for Asham, because there would be one exception to the rule of Nekeva and in its second year, and that would be the Meiser Pesach, that the Havamina is that if you Shechted L'Shem Chatos, it would be a Kosher Hakravas Chatos, and if you Shechted L'Shem Asham, it would be a Kosher Hakravas Asham. The Gemara then asks, Emo shachte l'shem meiser lehavi meiser. If you shecht a meiser pesach l'shem meiser behema, it should have the din of a hakravas meiser behema. L'mai hilchisa, that it should not require nesachim. Tosfos points out that the Gemara could have said another nafkamina, the loyli boy tnufas chaza v'shoik. If it has the din of a meiser behema and not a regular shlamim, then it does not need tnufas chaza v'shoik. You see from Tosfos that Tosfos held that it was Pashut, that a Meiser Behema does not require Tenufas Chazer V'Shoik. Rashi on Dav Beis Amid Aleph and Dav Dalet Amid Beis says the same thing as well. And it's also Mefurish in the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis that a Meiser Behema does not need Tenufas Chazer V'Shoik, as Tosfos says over here. However, the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama, Dav Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, is Mesupik about this, and writes, Efsher the Meiser Behema boi Tenufas Chazer V'Shoik. And according to that Sa'ad, that a Meiser Behema requires a Tenufas Chazer V'Shoik, that would be a Teretz to Tosfos' Kasha, that the Gemara couldn't have said that Nafkamina. The Gemara is saying a nafkamina between Meiser Behema and a Karban Shlamim, so the Gemara says the nafkamina is the loyli boy nesachim. It couldn't say that it wouldn't require a tenufas chaza v'shoik, because even Meiser Behema does require a tenufas chaza v'shoik. But even though the Shita Mekubetzes has a suffix about this, Rashi and the Rambam and Unzer Tosfos hold that it's pashut that Meiser Behema does not require a tenufas chaza v'shoik, and bepashtus there's a raya to this from the Gemara in Menachas Tav Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, in Sham. It's not our Indian here, but it's just an interesting ha'ara, an important yediya in that Shita Mekubetzes and Bava Kama that is Mesupik and says it's sad, maybe Meiser Behema does require Tenufas Chazer V'Shoik. The Gemara says the other nafkamina about being a Kravas Meiser Behema as opposed to a Shlamim is Lamilka Ale B'lo Yigol. In order to get Malkus for the lav of Lo Yigol, there's a lav in the Torah that Meiser Behema, an animal from Meiser Behema, is not allowed to be sold. And if you sell it, you get Malkus, the Malkus of Lo Yigal. So now that it's in the category of a Hakrava, L'Shem Maisa Behema, not L'Shem Shlamim, therefore it'll be Milke Alei B'Lo Yigal. Tosfos Dibur HaMaslel L'Mai Nafkamina asks Akasha, then how could there be a Havamina over here that if you shech the Moiser Pesach L'Shem Maisa Behema, that you're going to get Malkus B'lo Yigal? If you sell this animal, you're going to get Malkus for Lo Yigal. The Gemara in Bechayrus Tav Lamed Beis Amid Beis says Beferish that only Mechayim, if you sell the animal of Meiser Behema Mechayim, are you over the Issadoi Raisa of Lo Yigal, and therefore you get Malkus. But La'achar Misa, then there is no Isser of Lo Yigal. at least Dairaisa, there is no Isser. And here, of course, we're talking about the Isser Dairaisa. We're talking about Lemilki Alei, to get Malkus below Yigoyal. So over here, we're talking about that the animal was Shechted already. You Shechted this Meiser Pesach L'Shem Meiser Behema. So how could the Gemara say that what's the Nafka Mino, that it's a Hakravas Meiser Behema? That now, if you sell it, you get Malkus, meaning there's an Isser Dairaisa, of the Lav of Lo Yigoyal. Once you Shechted the animal already, so it's dead. And if it's dead, there is no Isser, Kemefurish and Naikamara Bechairis. So if the only Isser is Mechayim, so then if you shech this animal, L'shem Maisa Behema, and at that time it gets the designation of a Maisa Behema, and it's considered a Hakrav of Maisa Behema, L'chayra, there's no Hechitimtsa at all to be over the Isser Dairaisa and to get Malkus for the Lav of Lo Yigoyal. In the Shita Mekubetzis over here, in Ois Beis, in the name of the Riva, he brings an answer to Toisus's Kasha. That la'achar shchita, the animal doesn't die right away. The animal is in a stage after shchita called mefarcheses, where it's convulsing around and it dies only a few seconds or a few minutes later. The Gemara says in Yevamos daf kuf chaf amid beis and in Gittin daf ayin amid beis that even la'achar shchita, while the animal is mefarcheses, harehu kechai l'chol dvarav, it has a status of being a chai, of being alive. So if that's the case, that could be the pshat in our Gemara, lemilkei alei b'lo yigoyal. If someone sells this animal after he did the shchita, so he did a hakrava l'shem maise behema, and right after that shchita, then it has the teiras maise behema. He's over and he gets malchus on the lav of lo yigoyal if he sells it before the animal actually dies. Because even though the Gemara in Bechairis lamed beis amid beis says that la'achar misa, there is no lav of lo yigoyal anymore, but when the behema is mefarcheses, it's kechai l'chol dvarel. And therefore, there would be the iser and the malchus of lo yigoyal. So that's what our Gemara would mean in this specific case where a person sells the behema when it's still alive, but after it had that shchita l'shem maisa behema, then you'll get malchus for the lav of lo yigoyal. The Briskirov in the Chidushei Maran Riz HaLevi in Hilchas Bechairis, it's page Nun Hey in the Sefer Chidushei Maran Riz HaLevi, he says that according to Rashi in Bechairis, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, we have a new teretz to Tosfos's Kasha. And that is because Rashi says that this that the Gemara says over there, that there is no lav of lo yigoyal after the shchita of the Maiser Behema, is only when the Maiser Behema is a balas mum, when it has a mum. And Rashi explains, Mishum de iklisha kedushasa ayadei shchitasa, because the kedusha of the animal is weakened, is minimized through the shchita, sheniteres la'achilas zarim, because that's when it becomes mutter la'achilas zarim. The Briskirov explains that what Rashi is referring to is the Gemara in Temura, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that darshins Tizbach ve'achalta, ein lecha bohen heter ela mishazvicha ve'elach. The Gemara says, by all psulei hamakdashim, by kachim that became pasul, after you shecht it, then there is a heter achila. Because at the time of the zvicha, when you shecht the animal, that is materes, that is matir, the iser kodesh. All the kachim have an iser that a regular hedyot is not allowed to use it. That's what the Briskirov expresses as the term iser kodesh, the iser to eat something and to have hanah from something because it's kodesh. And if something is psulei hamuktashim, once there's a shchita on it, that shchita is matir the animal. That's materes le iser kodesh elahen. And that's the drush over there in Temura, tizbach ve'ochalta, that there's a heter mishas zvicha ve'elich. And if that's the case, Rashi says that by a Maiser Behema that's a Balas Mum, so that's a Psulei HaMuktashim, so the Shechita is what's Matirit to be eaten by anyone. So Memela, it's Eklisha Kedushasa Ayadei Shechitasa. That Shechita now minimizes and weakens the Kedusha of that animal. Memela, at that point, there is no Isra of Lo Yigoyal. The Isra of Lo Yigoyal is only when the animal is alive, when it still has its full Kedusha. But La'achar Shechita, then it's going to be minimized, its Kedusha, and therefore there is no lav of Lo Yigoyal. The Briskirov brings in the name of his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and we have today in the Chidushei HaGram HaLevi of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik on the Rambam, in Hilchas Me'ila, Rav Moshe brings the Raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, Perek Aleph Halochates, that this Gzeiras HaKosov of Tizbach Ve'ochalta is that the Isser Kodesh Shalah B'Shchita Talya. This Yesod that the Briskirov says, based on that Gemara and Temura, that the Isser Kodesh of the animal is until the Shchita. and even Lagabi the Isser Gizois and other Isurim of Kodesh, that only is up until the Shechita. But once there's a Shechita on Psulei HaMuktashim, then there is no Isser Kodesh. Memela, there won't be an Isser Lo Yigoel as well after the Shechita of this animal. That's how Rashi understands the difference between the animal when it's alive and the animal la'acha shechita. If that's the case, says the Brisker Rav, we see that Rashi understands this kula specifically by a behema that's a balas mum, but by a regular meiser behema that's tam, that's not a balas mum, that then the shechita is not maklish the kedusha, the shechita doesn't weaken the kedusha, memela the lav of lo yigoel will apply even min ha'toira la'acha shechita. The whole yisoid that Tosis brings from the Gemara in Bechoris Lamed Beis, that there is no lav de'oraisa la'acha shechita, lefi Rashi is only talking about a balas mum, because of the svara that we said before, that by a balas mum, by psulei hamuktashim, through the shechita, the level of kedusha is weakened. But by a maise behema tam, through the shechita, the kedusha is not weakened. There's no reason to say that there's no lav of lo yigoel, and memela, that would be a teretz to Tosis' kasha. Because our Gemara means that it was taka a shechita, and ein chanami, you don't have to say it's mefacheses, that the animal taka died. So it's a regular shechita. But even la'acha shechita, there is an isra of lo yigal to sell this dead animal, a maise behema, as long as it was a maise behema tam at the time of the shechita. So then afterwards, if you want to shecht it, even la'acha, if you want to sell it, even la'acha misa, that's going to have the isra of lo yigal. Tosis over here, says the Brisker Rav, asks the kasha, because Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis holds that this gzeres hakosuv, that there is no isra of lo yigoel after the shechita of the animal, is dina ba'almahu. It's a regular din that the Gemara learns from the fact that the Torah compares lo yigoel to a making of tmura. And just like asiyas tmura is only when the animal is alive, so the same thing, the isra of lo yigoel by maise behema is only when the animal is alive. Memela, Tosis asks over here, the animal is not alive, la'acha shechita, so there shouldn't be a lav d'oraisa b'chlal. But that is only lefishitas Tosfos. Lefishitas Rashi, that by a meiser behema tam, then there is an iser even la'acha misa, that would be a teretz to Tosfos' kasha. Says the Brisker Rav, gevaldigo hisafa, that the shita mekubetzis that we just mentioned in the name of the Riva, that says that a teretz to Tosfos' kasha, that even la'acha shechita, it's possible to have the lav when the animal is mefarcheses, that is understood only the Riva l'shitasoi, that he's learning like Tosis and not like Rashi. We see from the fact that the Riva asks Tosis' kasha, that the Riva holds like Tosis, that the Isser, the heter that you have, that there's no lo yigoa la'acha misa, is even by a maise behema tam, not only by a balas mom. That's why the Riva was bothered with Tosis' kasha. So he must hold that it's a dina ba'alma, stam a regular din, that is learnt out from Tmura, that it's only when it's mechayim. Memela l'shitasoi, the Riva has a nice teretz, that you could say that after the shechita, if the animal is mefarcheses, so soif kol soif, it's kechai l'chol dvorea, and if it's like it's alive, so just like it would be possible to make a tmura at that point, so the same thing, it'll be possible to have the lav of lo yigoel. However, says the Brisker Rav, according to Rashi, that the yesoid hadin, that by shechita, there is no isser lo yigoel, is because it's hutar the isser kodesh, al yadei the zvicha, through shechting it, the kedusha is weakened, the iser kodesh is not there, and memela there is no lav of lo yigal. Zokta Brisker Rav, then it will be poshut that even by mefarcheses you would have that kula, because the shechita is what's mati the iser kodesh and what weakens the kedusha. Once the shechita was done, I don't care that the animal is alive, but lamaisa the kedusha is weakened. That weakening of the kedusha bezvicha talya v'loy bechius, that's talya on whether there was a shechita, not whether it's alive. Memela, according to Rashi, the taka would not make a difference whether it's mefarcheses or not. La'acha shechita, l'maisa, then there would be a heter of lo yigal by a maisa behema, which is a balas mum. So says the Brisker Rav, it comes out that there's two nafkaminas between Rashi and the Riva. The first nafkamina is by a maisa behema, that's tam, that's not a balas mum. And then it was shechted and died like a regular animal after its shechita. A few seconds later, it died. So what would be the halacha? Is there an isra of lo yigal or not? According to the Riva, and according to Tosis as well, there is no isra of lo yigal. Even by a maisa behema tam, there is no isra of lo yigal la'acha misa. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, the whole kula was by balas mum. But by a behema tama, then even la'acha shechita, there would still be the lav. The second afkamina is by a maise behema, which is a balas mum, and it was shechted, but it's still mefarcheses. According to Rashi, there would be no lav, because once it's la'achar shechita, by a balas mum, then already it's iklisha kedushasa, the kedusha is weakened, and therefore there is no lav of lo yigal. Mashenkin, according to the Riva, there would be a lav, because as long as the animal's mefarcheses, harei kechaya l'chol dvoreha, and just like it will be possible to make a tmura on such an animal, it would also have the lav of lo yigal. Which comes out the very simple cheshbon that according to Rashi, we wouldn't have the Rivaz Teretz to Tosfos' kasha. Because the Rivaz Teretz is that by Mefarcheses, there's still a lav. L'shitas Rashi, by Mefarcheses, the lav is paka. Because once there's a shchita, the lav is paka. So you wouldn't be able to answer the Rivaz Teretz to Tosfos' kasha. But Mineu Bei, Rashi doesn't need the Rivaz Teretz to Tosfos' kasha. Because according to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start off at all. Since according to Rashi's Havana, the whole heter, the whole kula, is only by a behema balas mum. But by a behema tamo, even la'achar shchita, and even la'achar misa, there is a lav of lo yigal, the male of the kasha of Taisis doesn't start off. So both according to Rashi and the Riva, we have a teretz to Taisis kasha, but in two different ways. According to Rashi, the teretz is that the whole kula is by balas mum, but in our sugi we were talking about a behema tamo. So memela, even la'achar shchita and la'achar misa, there is a lav of lo yigal, and therefore the Gemara says that the nafkamina is la'milke alei b'lo yigal. According to the Riva, even by a behema tamo, there is a kula la'achar misa, but that din is only la'achar misa. But la'achar shchita, when the behema is still alive, mefarcheses is kechaya l'chol dvareha, then there would still be a lav of lo yigal, and that's why the Gemara says, l'milki alei b'lo yigal, for the case that the person sells this animal after the shchita, but while it is still alive. The Gemara then asks, Eima shachte l'shem b'char lihavi kebuchar. If you shecht the moiser pesach l'shem b'char, let's say that it should be treated like the hakrava of a b'char. L'may hilchaza, firstly, deloy liboy nesachim, that with a b'char you don't have a din to bring nesachim, and also inami deleisve l'koyanim, that it should be given to the koyanim. That if it has a din of a hakravas ha-b'char, so then this animal, the carbon, should be given to the koyanim. This Gemara is very negeya to a big machloikes rishonim when it comes to the dinim of Bukhar. The Gemara later on, Adav Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, brings the Mishnah in Temura, Dav Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, that says, Temuras Bukhar u'maiser, harehen ke Bukhar u'maiser. If someone makes a Temura of a Bukhar or a Temura of Maiser, it should be treated like the Bukhar and like Maiser themselves. V'ye ochlu b'mumon l'baylim, and they could be eaten when they get a mum l'baylim. You are not makriv those karbanos, and you wait till the animal gets a mum, and then it's the meat is given to the bailim, to the owner. What does it mean, the owner? So by the meiser behema, of course, the owner is the real owner of the animal. But by bechar, the word lebailim, it's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos later on in daf ayin hey amid beis, tibur hamaschil bechar, says that the bailim means the owner of the behema, just like by meiser, it means the real owner of the behema. Because there is no din to give a tmuras bechar to a kayin. The tmuras bechar is not brought as a carbon, and therefore it stays with the owner, and the owner is allowed to eat it. Yeyachlu b'mumon lebailim. However, the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis over there in Temura says that when it says that it's eaten lebailim, haynu habachar lekayin v'hamaiser liYisrael. Only by the Meiser, the Bailim means the Yisrael who owns it. But by Bechar, the Mishnah means, when it says Labailim, it means to the Kayin. And the Rambam in Hilchas Temura, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Paskins like this Lameisa, Temuras HaBechar LeKayinim, Utmuras HaMeiser LeBailim. It's Mavur that the Rambam holds that when it says Temuras Bechar LeBailim, it means that there's a mitzvah Nesina to the Kayinim, even if it's not brought as a carbon, but you have a mitzvah to do the Nesinas HaBechar LeKayinim. And this is also the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom in Bechayrus Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, that says that when the Mishnah in Temura says Labailim, Lav Lechad Bailim Ka'amar, it doesn't mean to the same Bailim. Ela Kol Chad V'Chad Kedeisei, Hai Labailim Didei, V'Hai Labailim Didei. The Meiser gets given to its owner, which is the real owner of the animal, and the Bechar gets given to its owner, which is the Kayanim, like the Shita Sarambam. And it comes out a big machlokes between Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hey against the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom. When you have a Temuras Bechar, something that's not actually a firstborn, it's not a pet erechem in the Metzius, but it has Kedushas Bechayra, because Temuras Bechar gets Kedushas Bechayra, does that make a Chiyuv Matnas Kehuna? Does that make a chiyuv that you have to give it to the kayin? Taisvis holds only a pet derechem b'metzius has to be given to the kayin. Tmuras b'char, even though it has kedushas b'chayra, that's not mechayiv you to give it to the kayin. Whereas the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom hold that anything that is invested with kedushas b'chayra, that's enough already to have a din matnas kuna that you have to give it to a b'char. Memela the achrayim are mo'irer that this gemara is l'chayra kasha on taisvis. The arsameach in hilchas tmura over there in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, and the Briskerov and the Chidushei Maron Riz Halevi in Hilchas Pechayrus on page 108, and the Mikdash David in Simen Yudalit Ois Aleph, they all ask that from our Gemara L'chayra you see that when something has Kedushas Bechayra, even though it is not a Peterechem in the Metzius, it's not a real firstborn animal, still there's a mitzvah to give it to the Kayin. Because according to the Havamina here that the Moiser Pesach that Shechted L'Shem Bechar should be treated like a Bechar, the Gemara says that one of the Nafkaminas is the Leisvei L'Kayinim, that you have to give it to the Kayinim. According to Taisvis, this is Shver, something that's not be mitzius, a pet derechem, a firstborn, there is no mitzvah to give it to the kayanim. Just like Taisa says by Tmuras Bechar. This Gemara says, Dar Sameach and the Briskerov and the Mikdash David, this Gemara should be a raya to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom, that anything that has Kedushas Bechar, like Tmuras Bechar, there's a chiyuv nesina to give it to the kayin. And that's why over here, if this Moiser Pesach gets a kedushas b'chayra, it has a din of a hakravas ha-bechar, if it's shechted l'shem b'char, that's why the Gemara says, leis v'l'kayinim, there would be a mitzvah nesina to the kayinim. The Mikdash David says that you could be madche the raya and say that Tosfos understands that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's actually a mitzvah nesina l'kayin. But since it has the din of a bechar, the hakrava of a bechar, according to this havamina, l'maisa it's going to be aser for a non-kayin to eat, because that's one of the dinim of the bechar, that it's aser lazarim. If that's the case, what are you going to do with it? You can't eat it if you're a non-kayin. So the leis v'l'kayin, and behechrich, you're going to give it to the kayin, but not because it's a mitzvah nesina to the kayin, but just because it's also to a zar. Masha'inkin by tmuras b'char, which is the discussion of Taisvis and daf ayin ayamid beis, that is not also a zar. The din by a tmuras b'char is ye'ochlu b'mum on l'bailim, that there's a hetel achila after it gets a mum for the bailim. And according to Taisvis, the baila means the real owner of the animal. So there, where a zar is allowed to eat it, so there is no mitzvah nesina. Here also there is no mitzvah nesina, but you're automatically going to have to give it to a kayin because there's an iser's lazar. And the Briskerov mentions this as a possibility as well in that shtickle in the Chidushei Maron Riz Halevi and Hilchas Pechayrus. However, Reb Meir Simcha in the Ar Sameach is not willing to accept such a pshat, because he says it's a big doichik in the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara Bayas is that the Nafkamina is the Leisvei L'Kayanim. The Mashmos is that there's a Chiyav Nesina L'Kayanim. According to this Dechiyah, there's not really a Din Nesina L'Kayanim. You could do whatever you want with it. There's just an Issa Lazar, you can't eat it. So if you want to want it, make sure that it's eaten, so you give it to the kayin. But there is no mitzvah nesina. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma that there is a mitzvah nesina. And if we say this diuk in the Gemara, that there is a mitzvah nesina, l'chayra hadra kushi l'duchta on Tosfos, what would be the difference between tmuras b'char, that there is no din of nesina to a kayin, and the moiser pesach that shechted l'shem b'char, that there is a din to do a nesina l'kayin, to give it to a kayin? So the Briskerov has a big arichus over there in Hilchas Bechayrus to explain that maybe Taisis would be maskim, that even though the Kedushas Bechayr that there is in Tmuras Bechar is not mechayiv you to do an asina l'kayin, but the Kedushas Bechayr in our sugya, when the Meiser Pesach is shechted l'shem Bechar, that would be mechayiv the person to do an asina l'kayin. And the Briskerov says that this is because there are really two dinim, two separate dinim, in the din matnas kuhuna that exist by a bechar. One is the din matnas kuhuna of kodshei migdash, a regular carbon. There's a dinim by karbonos that, let's say, the chaz of a shayk of an animal goes to the kayin. So the same thing, the pasuk in Pashas Kairach says, uvisaram yielach kachazei atnufa uchashayk hayamin, that the basar of a bechar has to be given to the kayin like the chaz of a shayk. It's midin kodshei mikdash, midine ha-karbonos, that it has to be given to the kayin. But then there's a second din. There's a din of matnas kuhuna b'fnei atzmai that has no shaychus to the fact that it's a carbon. That if you have a firstborn, a bechar behema tahira, you have to give it to the kayin, because the kayin has a schus in it, mechayim. Even when the animal is alive, nothing to do with a hakrava. Says the Briskerov that a bechar balmum For example, that there is no din of a hakrava, still we find the halacha is that you're supposed to give it to a kayin. So that shows me that in addition to the din of uvisaram yealach, that there's a din of katshe migdash, that in hilchas karbanais, the carbon of a bachar is the rights and the ownership of the kayin. In addition to that, there's stam din matnas kuhuna, without a shaychas to its din hakrava, to its din as a carbon, for example, a bachar balmum, which is never brought as a carbon, that too has to be given to the kayin. And he brings from his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, who we mentioned earlier in the shir, and this piece also is in the Chidushei Hagram HaLevi, in Hilchas Bechairis, Perek Hei Halacha Tes. He brings another raya that in addition to the din carbon, that the carbon of a bechar is the bailus of the kayin, in addition to that, there's another din manas kuhuna, irrelevant of the status of the carbon of this bechar. And his raya is from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Bechairis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that even when there's a shutfis nachri in this animal, then a guy owns a partnership in this animal, still the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chayeves bebechayra. Even though such an animal is chulin, it's mutter begiza v'avoida, kemavur in the Gemara there. You're allowed to use it, it doesn't have a din of a carbon bechlal. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's chayeves bebechayra, you have to give it to a kayin. So from the din of meiser, from the din of bechar balmum, and from the din of shutvis nachri, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we see that even though this animal doesn't have a din of a carbon, and you don't have a din of katshe migdosh to give it to the kayin, but still, there's a tzveta din, a new din, matnas kuhuna, to give a bechar to the kayin. And based on that, says the Brisker Rav, that it could be that this that Tosva says, that if the animal is not a firstborn mamish, there is no din to give it to the kayin. The kedushas bechayra is not mechayiv you to give it to the kayin. That's only lagabi the second din, the din matnas kuhuna, that is not shayich to its tayras akrava, like a bechar balmum and shutfis nachri according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos holds that din matnas kuhuna is not totally at all on kedushas bechayra. That has to be a bechar b'metzias. Even if you have a tmuras bechar that has a din of kedushas bechayra, but since it's not a firstborn b'metzias, you don't have a chiyuv to give it to the kayin. And you surely don't have a din to give it to the kayin because of the katshe migdash, because tmuras bechar is not katshe migdash. It's not brought as a carbon. Memela Tosfos holds that the bailam is allowed to keep it, and there is no mitzvah nesina at all. However, in our sugya, where we're talking about that there was a hakrava, this is a real carbon, a kosher carbon, and it's brought l'shem bechar, and therefore the Gemara says, according to the Havamina, that it has the status of a hakravas bechar. Avada, the nafkamina would be the leisvei l'kayanim, that you have to give it to the kayanim, not because of the second din of matnas kuhuna of bechar, but because of the din of katshe migdash, uvisaram yealach, that the halacha is that by a carbon, midine hakarbon, just like the chaz of a shay goes to the kayan, just like chatois v'ashamais go to the kayanim. So the same thing, a bechar is a din of the carbon that goes to the kayan. Memela over here, because it's katshe migdash of a bechar, that has to be given to the kayan, even though b'metzias we're talking about an animal that's not a bechar. So we had to find a chiluk between tmuras bechar and this moisar pesach. Zokta briskerov, the chiluk is gevaldik, that by tmuras bechar there is no din hakrava. So the only din to give it to the kayin is because of the second din of matnas kuhuna. The second din, that anything with that's a bechar, even if it's not a carbon, has a din to go to the kayin. On that, Tosfos holds that is only by a bechar mamish, a peterecha mamish. But something that is not a bechar, even if it has kedushas bechayra, there is no din to give that to the kayin. However, in our sugi, we're talking about something where midin katshe amigdash goes to the kayin. It's actually a hakravas carbon, a hakravas bechar, and therefore such a thing goes to the kayin. There's a mitzvah nesina lekayin, even if it's not a bechar mamish, as long as it has that status of a hakravas bechar, then there's a chiyuv leisvei lekayanim. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom, of course, argue on this, and they hold even in the second din of matnas kuhuna of a bechar, it doesn't have to be a petarechem b'metzias. Kedushas bechayra mitzar atzmoy is mechayiv you to give it to the kayin. Memela, even a tmuras bechar, which is never going to be brought as a carbon, and the whole din is just to give it to the kayin because of the tzveita din of matnas kuhuna, that even when something is not a carbon, it's given to the kayin if it's a bechar. That they hold is even by something that has kedushas bechayra, even though it's not a petarecha b'metzias. So that includes tamuras bechar, and of course that'll include our case in our gemara as well. But even lefi Tosfos, that holds that the second din is only by a petarecha mamish and not by a tamuras bechar, still Tosfos will agree that there's a mitzvahs nesina in our Gemara, because according to the Havamina, that the Moiser Pesach that shechted l'shem Bechar is treated like the Hakravas HaBechar, it would have a din of matnas kahuna of kodshei mikdash. Memela, even Tosis would agree to this, that it says in our Gemara that the nafkamina would be that there would be a chi of nesina l'kayanim. In the Shakla Vitaria, about the psukim that it says in Parsha Shlamim, the Gemara brings a brisa that says that we learn out from Im Keves, L'rabois Pesach she'ivra shnosa, u'shlamim haboim machmas Pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlamim. She'yitan u'smicha u'nesachim u'tnufas chaza v'shoik. One of the things that's learned in this brisa from the Pasuk of Im Keves is that a shlamim that's called shlamim haboim machmas Pesach has all the dinei shlamim that it requires smicha and asachim and tenufas chaza v'shoik. What is this shlamim haboim machmas Pesach? So Rashi says that it's referring to chagigas arba'a asar, that in addition to the carbon chagiga that's brought on every yontif of the shalosh regalim, on erev Pesach arba'a asar b'nisan, there's another chagiga that's brought. That's called the chagigas arba'a asar, and the purpose of that chagiga is so that you'll have meat to eat, and like this, people will become almost full from the meat of the chagiga, and then they'll eat the carbon Pesach al hasoiva. But that is the chagiga that we're referring to when the Gemara says shalomim haboim machmas Pesach. It's the shalmei chagiga that is brought on Arba Asar Nisan. Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil Ushlamim says that this shalomim haboim machmas Pesach is actually referring to the carbon that's the main topic in our sugya, and that is Moiser Pesach. When the carbon is not brought on Pesach, it's brought la'achar zmanoi, so then that's called shlamim haboim machmas ha-Pesach. And that's what the Gemara says, has all the dinei shlamim, that it requires smicha and asachim, and tenufas chaza v'shoik. We find a similar shinoi in the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is marbe shalmei Pesach, that it's eaten li'yoim v'layla. Shalmei Pesach is eaten only one day and one night, not like regular shlamims, which are eaten 2 days and one night. Kitoida, just like a carbon toida. And there on Daf Lamed Vav, Rashi says that Shalmei Pesach means Chagigas Arba Asar, just like Rashi touched over here, Shlamim Haboim Machmas Pesach, the same thing by the similar expression, Shalmei Pesach, it's referring to Chagigas Arba Asar. Mashenkin Toises over here says that that Gemara as well is referring to Moiser Pesach, that Moiser Pesach is Nechal only L'yoim V'layla. According to Rashi's pshat in Shlomim Haboim Machmas Pesach, we see that the Chagigas Arba'a Asar can be called Shlomim that comes Machmas Pesach. What's the pshat in that expression? Why is it called Boim Machmas HaPesach? So the pshat is like we explained before, that the whole tafkid, the whole tachlis of this carbon, is that on Lel Tezvav you'll be able to eat the meat of this carbon Chagiga, in order that the Achilas Carbon Pesach should be Nechal Ala Soiva. That's Mavur in the Braisa and Psachim Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, that the reason why Chagigas Arba Asar is brought is Sheyeheya Pesach Nechal Ala Soiva. And since the only din to bring this chagiga is in order to help that the achilas carbon Pesach will be nechal ala soiva, therefore that could be called shlamim haboim machmas haPesach. The lashon haTosefta in Psachim Peraches Halacha Gimel is that the Pesach Rishon ta'un chagiga, that the Pesach Rishon requires a chagiga. So you see, it's not just stamadin to bring the carbon chagiga. It's the carbon Pesach that requires a chagiga to be brought with it, so that the achilas Pesach could be ala soiva. If that's the case, that's why it's called shlamim haboim machmas haPesach. According to Tosfos, the expression of shlamim haboim machmas Pesach is not referring to that chagiga. Rather, it's referring to moisar Pesach. What's the expression then that it's shlamim haboim machmas Pesach? It means that it's brought as a carbon, even though the original designation was to be brought as a Pesach. You will mafrish this carbon as a carbon Pesach. This now is a shlamim that's coming as a moisar Pesach. That's what it means, shlamim haboim machmas Pesach, and that's the expression on the Flamed Vav, shalmei Pesach. According to Tosis, it's mefurish in the Gemara on the Flamed Vav, that moisar Pesach, that has the din of a shlamim, is not eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. It's only eaten l'yayim v'layla kataida. According to Rashi, there is no such gemara like that on Daf Lamed Vav, because that gemara is referring to chagiga. That's not referring to moisar Pesach. However, even according to Rashi, the din b'pashtus is like that, that moisar Pesach can only be eaten liyom v'layla, because the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph says that way beferish. It says that Moiser Pesach is nechal liyom v'layla, and Rashi in Pesachim there brings that it's mefurish like that in the Tosefta. So with Pashtus, that halacha is muskam, both by Tosfos and even by Rashi, that Moiser Pesach is nechal only liyom v'layla. I'll be mitzayin that the Karen Oira over here is medayik from the Rambam in a few places, that the Rambam holds that Moiser Pesach is nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, and the Karen Oira is matmiya. Why the Rambam would pask in this way if the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peites says clearly that the halacha is that it's nechal only l'yom v'layla. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav you could get out of, because that's only according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the Gemara in Lamed Vav is not discussing Moiser Pesach. But the Gemara in Pesachim Peites says clearly that it's Karban Pesach is nechal, that Moiser Pesach is nechal only l'yom v'layla. So it's a pella on the Rambam that seems to paskin that you could eat it for 2 days and one night. That Tzlach in Pesachim over there on Daf Peites has Torah on this, and the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, discusses this as well, Ayin Sham. But there's a very enlightening Arichos over here in the Chidushei Hagriz, right here in Zvachim Daf Tes, where he assumes, like the Das Rashi and Tosfos, that Moiser Pesach is Nechal only L'yom V'layla, and he declares, what's the pshat in this halacha? It is, after all, a shlamim, and the halacha of a shlamim is usually that it's Nechal L'shnei Yomim V'layla Echor. Why is this carbon different, that it's nechal only liyom v'layla? So it could be, says the Brisker Rav, that it's a din b'fnei atzmai, it's its own din, that certain shlamims can only be eaten liyom v'layla. We find that by Shalmei Nazir, for example. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vav brings that the shlamim of a Nazir is different than other shlamims, and that is only nechal liyom v'layla. So maybe the shlamim of Moiser Pesach also has that same din, that it's nechal liyom v'layla. Oy Dilma, says the Brisker Rav, maybe the Taich is different. That it's not just Stam a new din, that this is the type of Shlamim that's Nechal L'yom V'layla. The Hesber could be that since originally this carbon was designated to be a carbon Pesach, a carbon Pesach is only Nechal L'yom V'layla. So now that it becomes a carbon Shlamim and has a din to do a Hakrava of a Shlamim, still the halacha of the Karban Pesach remains that it's nechal liyom v'layla. So it's not just stamadin that this type of shlamim is nechal liyom v'layla. It means that it retains its initial designation as a Karban Pesach, not to actually be brought as a Pesach. It's brought as a shlamim, but legabi the din achila, it retains its din of a Karban Pesach, that it's nechal only liyom v'layla. And the Brisker Rav says that in the Lashon of the Torah's Kayanim, in Parshas Vayikra, it's mefurish like the second Hezber, because it says that a Moiser Pesach is nechal liyom v'layla kitchilas hekdeshon, like the beginning of its hekdesh, just like the din of a Karban Pesach. Pashtus, the Torah's Kayanim, is not just saying it's liyom v'layla, just like it was originally. We don't need a dogma to show us what's nechal liyom v'layla. We know what liyom v'layla means. Pashtus, the Torah's Kayanim, is saying the geder hadavar, that the din achila retains its status as a Karban Pesach, kitchila sektation, just like betchila sektation, it was nechal liyom v'layla as a Karban Pesach. So now, even though it became a shlamim, still it retains its din that it's nechal only liyom v'layla. It's kedai to be madgish that even though we spoke out from the various achrayim, the Brisker Rav among them, that the din of Shalmei of Moiser Pesach that becomes a shlamim, it doesn't mean that originally it was only a Pesach and now it transforms into a shlamim. Its initial hekdesh had a dual hekdesh. It was a hakdash of a Pesach bizmanoi and shlamim shaloi bizmanoi. Still, it's not a stira to what the Torah's Kayanim calls it ketchilas hekdeshon, because we have to understand that after all, its initial designation, its original designation, was to be brought kedinoi as a Karban Pesach. Included in that haktosha is that if it's left over, then there's a plan B to bring it as a carbon shlamim. But its initial hektish was for the purpose of a carbon Pesach. The Lashon of the Gemara here on Amid Beis calls a Moiser Pesach the itchi lohumi milsayu. It's pushed away from its thing, from its original designation. You see that milsayu, its ikur din, was taka to be brought as a carbon Pesach. So therefore you could have a halacha that the shlamim, when it's brought la'achar ha-Pesach and it has a din of a hakrava shlamim, So that the din achila could still be ketchila sektation, and that's why it's nechal yom v'layla. The Briskerov asks, however, that if it's true like the Torah's kainim, that it's not just stamadin that Moiser Pesach is nechal yom v'layla, it's that it retains its initial halacha of a carbon Pesach that it's nechal yom v'layla and not l'shnei yom v'layla echad. For the Briskerov, a carbon Pesach, you don't even have the full yom v'layla to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it b'yom on your dalid. You have to eat it dafka b'layla, like the Mishnah says later on Daf Nun Vav, Pesach ein nechel ela balayla. And the Mishnah says, ve'ein nechel ela ad chatzais. You could only eat it until chatzais. So if the halacha would be that because it's ketchila sekdeshan, so why do we find that a shlamim is nechel liyoyim v'layla, like the Lashon of the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Vav, and in Psachim Daf Peites, that it's nechel liyoyim v'layla, l'chayra it should only be nechel b'leil tes vav ad chatzais. So what's the pshat in this halacha of the Teres Kayanim that it's nechal yom v'layla ketchila sakdeshan? Brank the briskara from his father Reb Chaim, a very important yesoid in the din that Karban Pesach is only nechal ad chatzos. Zokt Reb Chaim, there's different types of karbanos. Some karbanos, a karban oila for example, doesn't have a din achila b'chlal, it all goes l'shamayim. And then there's other types of karbanos. Some are nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, like a shlamim, and some are nechal only l'yom v'layla, like a chatas and an asham. But there is no din of a karban that it's nechal only ad chatzos, only balayla, only ad chatzos. This that we find by a karban Pesach, that it's nechal only balayla and only ad chatzos, is not midinei ha-karban. There's no such din of a carbon that it's nechal for til chatzos. That is midine mitzvah sachilas carbon Pesach. There's a mitzvah akarkafta de gavra that everyone who is mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach, to be mekayim that mitzvah, there are certain dinim, and one of the dinim is that it has to be nechal belel tezvav, and it has to be nechal ad chatzos. But that is not because of the dinim of the kedushas carbon, that that's what the kedushas carbon makes it required to eat it that in that zman. No, the zman of Kedushas Karban Pesach is like a regular karban that's nechal liyom v'layla. Just in that yom v'layla, if you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs achilas karban Pesach, kahalacha, which we have to do, that is until chatzos, that is only balayla ad chatzos. Similar to the halacha, says Reb Chaim, that a karban Pesach has to be eaten sli, it has to be eaten roasted. That's not midine Kedushas HaKarban that has to be eaten roasted, that's midine HaMitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, that you have to eat it sli. So similarly, it has to be eaten ad chatzos, but that's not a zman in the dine HaKarban, that's a zman in the Kiyum HaMitzvah Saseh that a person has. Memela, when you have a Moiser Pesach that's a Shlamim, Avada, you don't have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Achilas Pesach. It's not Leil Pesach, it's not the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, it's a Karban Shlamim. So we could say that it retains its din, its original din, ketchila sekdeshan, that it's nechal yom v'layla, because the hektish, the kedusha of a carbon Pesach, is that it's from that sug, it's within that category, that it's nechal yom v'layla. Avada, to be mekayim, the mitzvah of achilas carbon Pesach, you have to do it balayla, you have to do it ad chatzos. But mitzad the dinei ha-carbon, there are only three categories. An oila that's not eaten at all, a carbon that's eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and l'yom v'layla. So the carbon Pesach fits into the category of l'yom v'layla, and only mitzad the mitzvah saseh do you have to do it balayla mamish and ad chatzos. Memela the shlom haboa machmas Pesach, the din of ketchila sektation, makes it that you have l'yom v'layla of one day and one night. And the emes is that the lashon of the Gemara in Psachim is that a carbon Pesach is nechal l'yom v'layla. Now we know that Pesach is only nechal balayla and ad chatzos, like the Mishnah and Daf Nun Vav. So what's pshat in that lashon haGemara? The tzlach in Psachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph is very matmiya on that Gemara. How could the Gemara use the expression by a carbon Pesach that it's nechal l'yom v'layla? But according to Reb Chaim, it's very geschmack. What the Gemara means is that Pesach is a type of carbon that the hakdasha of this carbon requires us to eat it l'yom v'layla. Avada, the mimekayim, the mitzvah saseh, you have to do it only balayla and only ad chatzos. But the lashon of Chazal could be that Pesach is nechal l'yom v'layla because that is the type of carbon that it is. And memela, the shlamim haba and machmas haPesach, the moiser Pesach that becomes a shlamim, that is nechal l'yom v'layla mamish. We'll just add one point, Lagabi, this inyan, and that is that there's a Tosefta in Psachim, Perek Hei Halacha Yud, that says that the Pesach is only Nechal Balayla Ad Chatzos, but it only becomes Noisar in the morning. Only after Amud HaShachar does it become Noisar. And the Netziv in Meroy Meisadeh, in Brachas Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that that Tosefta is going like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that holds Midairaisa, the Karim Pesach has to be Nechal Ad Chatzos, but still it doesn't become Noiser until the morning. And the Netziv's son-in-law, Rabbi Rafal Shapiro, in the Toiras Rafal, Oirachayim Simon Ayin Beis, argues vehemently on his father-in-law and says that that price can't be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a Karim Pesach is only Nechal Ad Chatzos, so it should become Noiser b'chatzos. It must be that that price is going like Rabbi Akiva, that midairaisa you have a whole night. Ein enechel elan chatzos is a harchaka midrabanan. But that's why the price says that it only becomes Noiser until the morning. However, according to the Netziv's pshat, we see that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's only nechel midairaisa ad chatzos, still the carbon does not become Noiser until the morning. What could be pshat in such a brisa according to the Netziv? So Reb Chaim explains the brisa like his grandfather, the Netziv, and not like his father-in-law, Rabbi Rafal Shapiro. Reb Chaim says that the brisa means this vart, that avada, it's only nechel ad chatzos, midine mitzvah sachilas karim pesach. It's only nechel balayla, it's only nechel ad chatzos. But the carbon doesn't become noisar until the din of the carbon is expired. The din achila of this carbon is liyayim valayla, like that lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim, daf peites, that a pesach is nechel liyayim valayla. So even though practically speaking, one has to eat it before chatzos, because of the mitzvah of the karim pesach, but it only becomes noisar when it's Alois HaShachar, because only after that Yom Valayla is expired, then the din of the carbon is finished, and the mail of the carbon has a din that it becomes Noiser. So this Braisa, if you learn it like Rabbi Fal Shapiro, then it's not a Raya to the Vard of Reb Chaim, but if you learn it like the Netziv, that it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so then it's clear in the Braisa that even though it's Nechal Ad Chatzos, and no more than that, still it only becomes Noiser after Alois HaShachar, because the din of the carbon is to eat it for the full Yom V'layla. Memela, this Shlamim Haba'im Machmas HaPesach, this Moiser Pesach, which is a Shlamim, even if it retains its din Ketchila Sekdeshon like a carbon Pesach, it's still true that it could be eaten not just Balayla and Ad Chatzos, but it could be eaten for the full Yom V'layla.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.